What was Nick Lidstrom's nickname inside the locker room? Because we were banning it about.
Now, he was Drapes.
Yeah, Drapes.
Yeah. Most people called Nick Swede.
Really?
Yeah,
Sweet or Swede?
You know, Swede.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Swede.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, and then some guys obviously, rightfully so, would call him Norris as well. So those would probably be the two most used nicknames, Swede and Norris.
How do you feel today, Chris? You know, you spent a career with him. Admiration both ways, I'm certain. How do you feel today about, I sent a note to my son in Austria this morning saying about Nick Lidstrom retiring. He sent back, and he was like five when Nick was a player in Detroit, and he said, "That's a sad day for hockey," is what he said to me.
Yeah, well, you know what, I agree with that. Not only is it a sad day, you know, certainly for the Red Wings organization, but for the game itself. You know, just a true, you know, true professional, true ambassador of the game. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of debates on, you know, who's the greatest defenseman ever to play. And, you know, Nick's going to be certainly right there. But also, you know, career-wise, you know, one of the greatest careers, you know, ever that the National Hockey League has seen. So it's a tough day. I think we all knew, you know, it was going to come sooner or later. And I think everyone was kind of hoping around here that we could maybe get one more year, one more run with Nick Lidstrom. But with him sitting up there and everything that he said and how in control he was, you know, speaking, you know, he feels real comfortable with that decision.
Aren't you disappointed that he's not even rattled at his own retirement? I mean, everybody breaks down at their retirement.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking to him about 5 minutes ago about it. And he just, was commenting on how well he handled himself, and he just said, you know, the one thing I didn't want to do is make eye contact with my wife and my boys, because I knew if I did that, that would have been the tough part. And you know, it is. You realize, you know, how much they sacrifice, how much your wife sacrifice, how much your kids sacrifice, all the stuff that you miss. You know, from their hockey games to what's going on at school to, you know, just after school stuff. And, you know, it's tough on an athlete. I think sometimes people, they don't realize that, but, you know, now, you know, listening to Nick and him sitting up there and just saying that, you know, he's looking forward to spending more time with his family. I think that's, you know, something that, you know, all of us, you know, certainly, look forward to when we do walk away from the game. It's tough. You know, you wish it could keep going, but it's such a demanding sport, and especially for a guy like Nick Lidstrom, who's you know, used to going out and playing at such a high level, he felt that you know, he wasn't going to be able to train the way he wanted to train, and didn't think that he could come back next year and play at that high level that he's used to.
Now, I remember the first day he walked into the dressing room in Detroit, and then I would see him 15 years later in the hallway in Columbus or wherever I happened to be, and he was such a great guy. Like, I didn't know him other than the first 4 years, but other than to say hello. But, man, I mean, was this guy, did he have any flaws? We know he didn't have any flaws in his game, but did he have any flaws at all? Because he just seemed like the consummate gentleman every time. And I used to walk away after shaking hands with him thinking, man, oh, man, is this guy special.
Dude, you felt like a bad human being.
Oh, my God.
Because he's so good.
Yeah, that's, you know what, truly, that's how Nick is, you know, and that's what makes, you know, part of him that makes him so special. Yeah, he was, you know, one heck of a hockey player and one of the greatest, you know, like we said, to play. But, you know, he was also just a great person. And that's, you know, that's as much as anything, you know, that's why this organization and this team and certainly the locker room is going to miss a guy like Nick Lidstrom because of the way he carried himself on and off the ice.
Something hit me last night, Chris, was when in Nick's first year, Jimmy D had acquired McCrimmon, and Brian Murray and I came in, and Brian put McCrimmon, Brad, the late, great Brad McCrimmon, with Nick as his first partner. And I suspect that bond lasted for 20 years.
It did. Yeah, it certainly did. And, Nick alluded to it in his press conference, you know, talking, you know, to about Brad McCrimmon and, you know, his first partner and stuff. And, you know, you could just kind of see the admiration that he had for the Beast. And, you know, you know, rightfully so, wanted to mention him, you know, in his retirement and how important he was that first year in his career. And, you know, it just, you know, speaks volume for what Brad McCrimmon's all about, coming in, you know, kind of helping this rookie out and, you know, and away Nick goes. But, you know, those guys, when Beast was our assistant coach, you know, they spoke a lot, you know, they talked a lot and, you know, certainly good friends.
Chris Draper is with us on Hockey Central at Noon with Darren Millard and Doug McLean chatting about the retirement of Nick Lidstrom. When you did have your conversation with number five after his announcement this morning, and because this is very important, we have 24/7 on Sportsnet next fall, leading up to the Winter Classic. Did you talk to him about the alumni game?
That's Joe.
The alumni team could beat the Red Wings. The alumni team may beat the Red Wings next year.
We just got a lot better, didn't we? Yeah, I was with Joe Koser. He's the president of the Red Wings alumni. And,
Joe won't make it. Joe won't make the team.
Well, you tell him that.
I'm not telling him. Not a chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that. If he wants to be my right winger, he's my right winger. He protected me a lot over my career. So
big time. He's a great guy.
Yeah, but, hey, you know, it's you know, I thought, you know, maybe you think of, you know, with the Winter Classic coming here, you know, that might have kind of swayed him a little bit more to be a part of something like that. But we're hoping that we can get him back over here for the Winter Classic alumni game, no doubt about it.
Chris, am I wrong to say this, that Nick Lidstrom made a lot of Red Wings into great players?
No, you're not wrong at all. He made a lot of us, you know, better hockey players, you know, with the way that he was. And certainly, you know, made, you know, was a huge part of making us Stanley Cup champions too. So it was, you know, it was, you know, I sent him a text last night just, you know, when I heard the news, just, you know, basically thanking him for everything that he did for my career. You know, he made a lot of us better. He, you know, was a huge part of us becoming Stanley Cup champions. And he was just, you know, he was a great teammate and a great friend, and we had a lot of good memories together. And, you know, there's a lot of us down there today just, you know, showing our support for him as well.
Now, Kenny Holland has told me on numerous occasions, sometimes over a beer, sometimes not, that when Nick retires, he may quit too. So is there any chance you're getting the job?
I think he's got an immediate scrum right now, so I think he's still...
You can ask him about that.
Control. There's a, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's a challenge now. There's a challenge for this organization. You know, we've kind of, you know, had a lot of success. We've gone on an unbelievable run, you know, consecutive years making the playoffs. And, you know, we know as a group, we have some work to do. And, but, you know, the commitment is we have a great product here, obviously great ownership in Mr. and Mrs. Ilitch, and we're going to do everything we can to maintain that level that we're accustomed to around here.